Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Are you going to bring in the new year alone? Would you prefer that you didn't? Are you without someone special in your life, or maybe away from family and loved ones this time of year? How do you cope with being alone for New Year's Eve during the holidays? Well, we have some help to get you through. My guest is psychotherapist and relationship expert, Dr. Audrey Chapman, and she's going to be taking your calls tonight, your questions and your comments. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Hey, Dr. Chapman, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Happy New Year to you and all of that stuff.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay, so let's get into this topic. Do people often find themselves depressed when they are alone during the New Year's Eve season?
Only the people who don't empower themselves to take good care of themselves.
What do you mean by that?
People who empower themselves know that it's their choice and their right to create whatever they need for their life. And that if they sit around and wait for other people to drop in, then it probably won't happen. So the independent people who are creative and pretty confident, have self-esteem, they arrange things such as a house party or going to a concert or, I mentioned to you before we went on air, someone that I know who's decided to go to New York this weekend and celebrate in Times Square. Some people have an open house for the day, New Year's Day, and others have a New Year's Eve party. Others invite a friend, and each friend has to invite another friend over. They have a card party. There's all kinds of ways you can do it, if you are creative. And some people just decide that they're going to pamper themselves into the new year. Spa, day. A treatment, you know, massage, facial, nails, whatever, you know, makes them, they think is going to make them feel good as they leave the year and enter a new year. So if you're independent thinking, you don't sit around and wait for someone else to bring whatever it is that you want into your life. If you're dependent and you're not confident, not sure of yourself, and maybe have low self-esteem, then you sit around and you work yourself up into a pity party.
I've never heard of the BOGO when it comes to friends. Bring one, get one.
Bring one, get one. That's right. No, it's pretty popular, especially amongst singles, because, you know, let's say you're a single person and you have a small pool of friends, but those friends have other friends, and you don't want to open your house up to a bunch of strangers, so that's the way to have other people come that know the other groups of people that are going to be coming into your house. So it's a smart way of doing it.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Are you going to be by yourself on New Year's Eve? How do you cope with that emotionally? If you have a comment, if you have a question about that, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I'm talking to psychotherapist and relationship expert, Dr. Audrey Chapman. Dr. Chapman, is there a difference between being alone and being by yourself, or is that just a semantical issue?
I'm so glad you brought that up, because often when people think of New Year's Eve, they think about single people being alone. This may shock you. There are lots of couples who are cohabitating and married who are going to feel even more alone than some of the single people who are out there.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Why is that?
See, that's such a an old, I guess, wives' tale that if you're single, you're alone. Because there's no connection in their relationship. The relationship is empty. they are just together because, let's say, the children, the bills, what the extended family expects, you know, the church, a whole bunch of reasons that have nothing to do with how healthy their relationship is. They have a depressed marriage. If you think of a marriage like an entity, it's depressed. So they are there in body, but they're not there in emotion and in spirit at all. And so they, one might be in one room, the other one might be asleep. Nobody's connecting. So they are as lonely, maybe lonelier, because there's nothing worse than having somebody in your presence that you don't have a connection with. At least if you're single, you have an opportunity to create something and hopefully go out and do something creative. But if you've got a partner, you're not likely to feel comfortable doing that. So you sit home and then you don't have a connection with that person that's maybe sitting near you or in the other room or maybe sleep.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about emotional coping. As you transition from 2018 to 2019, New Year's Eve, are you by yourself? Are you alone on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day? How do you deal with that? And if you don't have a problem with it, what is your suggestion? What are you going to be doing if you don't necessarily have family or friends or a significant other with you? Give us a call. I'd like to hear what your thoughts are about being by yourself on New Year's Eve. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What do you believe is the number one reason why people are by themselves on New Year's Eve?
Well, some people have what we call social shyness, and in fact, that's a condition that's even listed in this little blue book that all psychologists get. It's a diagnosis book, and it's one of the diagnoses. Social shyness. You're not comfortable around other people. You are awkward and shy. You don't feel good about yourself. You're not good at having conversations or small talk. And so you tend to withdraw and kind of hide out in your house. Not just New Year's. You do that 12 months out of the year. So it's very difficult to feel that you've got to push yourself out on a particular night when a lot of people are out drinking in groups. Sometimes they're partnered off, but other times they're just with groups of friends. And by the way, a lot of young people now are more apt to be out hanging out in groups rather than partnered off. They tend not to do that as much. So it's okay if you want to just kind of, you know, join another group of people. But if you have social shyness, you're least apt to do that. Mm-hmm. And you need a lot of work on yourself, probably some counseling to kind of figure out why you feel so inhibited around other people.
But wait, but do you need, if you are socially shy, do you, and you're fine with that, then is that a problem?
If you're fine with that, you may be the person that has ordered a movie for New Year's Eve and a nice meal. Maybe you had a meal delivered or whatever. You might have a chilled glass of wine or whatever. You're happy. You're not, it's not out of the norm for you. It's part of your pattern and you're okay with that. You're very comfortable. You're more comfortable being at home with the movie and the meal and the wine than you are forcing yourself out into the community and in situations that's going to make you have a lot of anxiety. And also where you feel awkward and maybe unsure of yourself. And this is male and female because yeah. I've seen it in both groups. And I'm not just talking about the women.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. How do you cope with being alone during New Year's Eve, New Year's Day? Pamela calling from Silver Spring. Hey, Pamela, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you. I'm a wounded warrior. I spent 26 years in the military. I'm just blessed to be here. I have two Pomeranian dogs. I love to death. And so I cope with it with being grateful and thankful for what God has bestowed upon me. And so that's how I cope with it, just keeping it in perspective, you know, not making it a big, big deal, you know, and just being grateful.
So it doesn't bother you.
Gratitude is how you try to cope with it, which is a wonderful way to do it.
Yeah, that's how I cope with it. You know, I think as you get older, you tend to put things in perspective. When you're younger, you feel you have to be partying and be out there. But as you get older, you put things in perspective. And it's just a blessing to wake up every day.
Mm-hmm.
To not have pain in different areas of your body. I think people that's older understand what I'm saying.
You're thankful for the very obvious things like your health. And as some people say, their sanity, and the fact that you have a nice place to go home to and all the basics. And you don't need all the other stuff.
No.
Well, Pamela, I want to thank you, first of all, for your phone call, and also thank you for your service.
Thank you. That means a lot to us. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about New Year's Eve. If you're going to be alone, if you're going to be by yourself, how do you cope with it? And for some of you, it's not even about coping. It is what it is, and you just address it. And how do you address being alone during New Year's? Mike calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good. So I've been married 5 years. Me and my wife just split on the 27th of this month.
That's rough.
And, I'm trying to figure out how to cope with being alone.
Do you have friends and family?
I do.
Mm-hmm. And are you feeling that you're sort of going through the grieving process so you don't feel like being around them? Or do you think it would be good to kind of see what other people are doing and try to participate in something? Which way do you think you want to go?
I don't know. I haven't slept in 3 days or eaten.
So that's what grief is. So you are grieving. You're grieving the loss of your marriage, and sometimes when you're grieving, you don't want to be around people because, you're not in the right mood, and so you prefer to be alone. On the other hand, being alone can cause you to have a big pity party. So you might want to think about doing a little bit of both, like spend some time alone and allowing yourself to go through some of your feelings, and then you might think of, like, one thing that you enjoy doing or one person that you would like to spend some time with, whether that's your sister or your mom or a friend or whatever, and just spend a little bit of time with them, but not a lot, so that you're really kind of doing a little bit of both.
Mike, you said the 27th. You said of this month?
Yep.
Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah. That's recent.
Okay. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you have children?
I do.
Okay.
Where are your children?
So she's got two of them, and I have my son with me and my two daughters are with her.
Oh, so you could spend some time also with the children. That's another thing that you could do.
Yeah, my son is he's kind of locked into Fortnite right now. He's not thinking about me.
He's into Fortnite. Maybe you would have joined that with him,
How about that?
Yeah. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. Just give yourself just like one activity. Don't overdo it, because right now you need to be really kind and gentle to yourself, because you're going through a very deep grieving process, and it's going to be like that for a few more months, Just be kind to yourself and let yourself get through this weekend, and don't make a big deal about the weekend. It's just the years. Look, how many New Year's have we had? Come and they go.
Yeah.
So don't make this one a big deal. Just sort of get through it.
Yeah. Mike, hang in there. Happy New Year to you and you and the kids, and certainly be strong. And certainly 2019 promises to be a good year, I'm sure, for you. But like Dr. Chapman said, you have to be good to yourself. You have to be gentle to yourself.
And change is not an end. It's a new beginning. So just think about that.
Thank you so much, Mike. And by the way, for those of you who are interested in reaching out to Dr. Chapman to have extended conversations with her, maybe counseling or the like, you can find her on her website at audreychapman.com. That's A-U-D-R-E-Y, Chapman.com, Chapman.com. And as always, that website will be posted on our website on WHUR.com around 9 o'clock tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 0. How do you cope emotionally with being by yourself on New Year's Eve? Is it rough for you? Is it not a problem for you? I want to hear from everyone. We're going to talk to Michelle calling from D.C. We're going to also talk to Joyce calling from Maryland. So please, ladies, stay on the line. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program as we continue this conversation on Sirius XM, Channel 141. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If the lines are busy, please keep trying. I promise I will take your calls and you can talk to Dr. Chapman. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. This discussion will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141 in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, how do you cope with being alone this time of year, New Year's Eve specifically? Well, we have some help to get you through emotionally. My guest is psychotherapist and relationship expert, Dr. Audrey Chapman. We are taking as many phone calls as we can tonight, as always, at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. 10. If you are having difficulty getting through, please keep trying. I promise I will take your phone calls. Let us talk to Joyce. Joyce calling from Maryland. Hey, Joyce, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, hi, I'm good. I just wanted to call and say I'm blessed, and I will be by myself on New Year's Eve, but I plan on spending my time in church. I love going to church on New Year's Eve and thanking God for my past year and the new year coming.
But you won't be by yourself if you're going to be in church, unless you're the only member of the church.
No, I'm going to be my church family. But I mean, after all that's over, and you know, because we're usually out before 12, I won't be with anybody at 12, hugging and kissing. Mm-hmm. I'll be with me.
Well, you'll get a church hug before you leave.
Yeah, I get that, but, yeah. I just think I enjoy being in church because then I can start off my year with God.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
And whatever comes. So I'm good that way. You know, I've been by myself for several years. I've had health issues, and I'm still here.
It's good to be in church New Year's Eve because of your spirits, and it's good to be around all your church friends. And it was just said, you'll have lots of people who'll be hugging and kissing you and whatever before you leave church, and maybe that's enough, you know?
Yeah, that is.
Consider yourself blessed.
Yeah,
right.
I do.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Joyce. I appreciate your phone call. Happy New Year to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cree calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Cree. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been in a relationship most of my adult life. So I'm 57 years old and I'm now single. I'm so excited about being by myself on New Year's. I don't have that anxiety of going out buying an outfit and, you know, finally getting to the event and, you know, thinking about, oh, why is he looking at this person? Why is he looking at that person? You know, I have fallen in love with me, you know, and it's just, I'm excited. I'm going to get my black eyed peas. I was just telling somebody today, my black eyed peas and my smoked turkey, and I'm going to sit back, watch TV. I'm going to church. I'm going to an church earlier in the evening, but that's not the reason why I'm happy about being with me. I'm saved. I am Christian. I did find peace in God, you know, but I just don't have those anxieties anymore about being with someone.
It sounds like you have really, what we call in my business, maturated. You have matured. You have come into yourself. And you are comfortable with who you are. And I think all of that makes a difference versus you sitting around moping about the fact that you need somebody else to complete you. You have developed into what we call a whole person. And that's a good thing. So now you're at peace with yourself, and you've already had your evening planned out for New Year's. It sounds like it's going to be a great evening. I'm sure the food's going to be good. And you're not upset about anything. You know, you're looking forward to the coming year. So your attitude plays a big role in how you see most things. You know, if you have a bad attitude or you see the glass half empty all the time, you're going to have a hard way to go. But it sounds like you have really come through some things. And at this age, you realize that it's really not about who's with you. It's about how you feel about yourself and what choices you're making for yourself. And so congratulations.
Yeah, Creed, thank you so much for your phone call, and Happy New Year to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about coping with being alone during New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. If it's difficult for you, we have some help to get you through emotionally. If it's not, I'd love to hear what your plans are. Michelle, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Michelle. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, my name is Michelle, and I want to comment.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, Dr. Audrey, you guys, I'm always here. I have a 2.5-bedroom apartment, always alone. Since I became 50 years old, extreme menopause, don't want to have no sex, don't want no man in my bed, don't, except my grandson when he was born. So I'm all alone because my family don't have much family, and yes. And so I'm always here alone.
Have you spent much of your years alone or just so you might be one of those socially shy people that I was talking about earlier.
You know, because my older sister, when I'm the baby of the family, my mother's 95. She's so great, so good.
Oh.
My older sister and brother have no interaction with her or nothing. And I asked God, why he put this in my lap? You know, I'm the baby of the family.
Right.
And so, God willing, I'll be 60 years old. But I'm just saying, I'm always alone, except God put this in my lap.
Do you choose to be alone, or are you shy and uncomfortable with people, and that's why you're alone?
I'm not shy. No, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm nowhere near shy.
So you choose to be alone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because my estrogen levels have dropped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's okay that if you made that choice, that's okay.
Yeah. And Michelle, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you. And you know, Dr. Chapman, that's the thing. There are some people who choose to be alone. This isn't so much a conversation about the emotional challenges and difficulties of loneliness right. as it is, addressing the fact that, as I said earlier, that you are by yourself, but not necessarily alone or considered lonely.
Mm-hmm. And choosing to be alone is just that. It's a choice you've made. And we've had several callers call in who have said that they've made that choice. And then lonely is a state of mind. You know, feeling empty and feeling void and not feeling that there's anything that's really kind of soothing you or satisfying you. So there's a difference between the two things. But if you choose to be on your own and to be alone, that doesn't feel bad because you've made that choice. That's mm-hmm. different than it being forced on you.
Is it different for men when compared to women?
Well, so the details and research goes that women tend to be more comfortable in the context of relationships, but they're fine with girlfriends, you know, with groups of female friends, and they can kind of do that until that special person comes along. Guys have buddies. They have maybe one or two buddies, but they tend not to have a whole lot of friends, and theirs is more around watching the game together or going to the game or doing something, you know, related to work or something like that. It's a little bit different than women can just sort of sit around and just talk and mm-hmm. talk and laugh and gossip and whatever. And
no.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. For hours, sometimes, for hours.
Now, but with that said, in 2018, in these modern times, is it safe to say that there are more people that are single or than perhaps are, you know, are married, whether they're divorced or never married or not partnered? And so
the last statistics I looked at, which was just a few months ago, there are more and more single people than there are married people. However, a lot of those single people are cohabitating. Mm-hmm. They're living with someone, but they're not married. So when you count them in the census, of course you count them as single. But it doesn't mean they're not paired off. Mm-hmm. So do you see how?
Yeah, I understand that.
It can get complicated.
But I would also argue that there are a great many people who have that are in their perhaps 40s or 50s who have never been married.
Oh, you have a number of those.
And they have been, yeah, they've been single all of their adult lives, in and out of relationships. Does that create a different kind of dynamic?
No, because most of those people have created their own village, if you know what I mean. And the village is important if you're single, because that means you've got sisters all over the place, and brothers, you know. So for some single women, one of their best friends is a male friend. But that's very, very important. And then they may have a couple of older people in their life that they consider to be, you know, almost like a mother figure or mentor. But they have the village. And that's really, really important to navigate life.
Mm-hmm. For the Mikes of the world, and that was a difficult situation to heal here, where, you know, he is separated from his wife for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
I know.
Yesterday.
I felt his pain.
Yeah. And the fortnight or not, just having your children around, number one, definitely a good thing, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. It should be very comforting for him to have them around. And he can perhaps do some special things with them, you know. He can take them out, go to, roller skating, ice skating, or a movie, whatever, some things like that that may be also good for him as well.
There are a lot of family-friendly events for New Year's Eve. Not everybody has to. It's not always in the club or at a party.
Sometimes the club is the worst place to end up.
I wouldn't say that. But
now you're telling on yourself.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Dr. Chapman.
I have suggested that people make a vision board. What you envision for the coming year. You can have a little project. Get some old magazines and magic markers and glue. And you can create this incredible vision board of how you want the coming year to look like. And it's your creation. And every now and then when you have questions or doubt or get a little bit off track, you can go back to your vision board. And I think that's a good thing for not just single people, but even maybe married people too.
But I do want to go back to the situation with Mike, because I think that can be truly emotionally difficult. And you spoke about really
grief.
Yeah, grief and being gentle with yourself. Mm-hmm. and dealing with self-care.
Mm-hmm.
What is his next, not just New Year's Eve, but what are his next 2 weeks in your mind going to look like so that he can be as emotionally healthy as possible?
Mm-hmm. Well, if he and his estranged wife don't talk, because they may have to talk because of the children. And sometimes what people do is they have a second thought about the fact that they've left. So that's one thing. He has to be very aware that there could be some just sort of stepping back into the situation. If they've been separating for a long time, you have people who uncouple over a period of years so that by the time they do the physical thing, they really are clear that it's over. He needs to take it a day at a time, and he needs to understand that each day, he may have some days that he feels not bad, and other days where he can barely get up out of the bed and get dressed. And he should have somebody to talk to, whether that's a good friend, his pastor, or a counselor, but somebody that he can kind of hold his hand and help him through this during this time. Now, a lot of people will go and they'll talk to the barber or the bartender or something, somebody, or sometimes at work, they'll talk. That's okay, but I think that's probably not the best thing in the world to do. You really want to talk to somebody that could be objective and really kind of get you to take a bigger look at this whole thing. And it needs to be real clear why. I don't know who decided. You see, if she was the one that decided to leave, then that's really wounding, and it lowers your self-esteem, and you feel really bad. But if he was the one to do it, that's a different issue. It sounded like it was maybe her leaving him, and that's rejection. And maybe betrayal, and we don't know whether there was an affair or any of the other details that we really didn't get. All that makes you grieve longer and more challenging.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about being by yourself on New Year's Eve. Is it a problem for you? Is it just another day to celebrate, or is it just, just another day? I'd like to hear from you. Lines are still open again. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about being by yourself on New Year's Eve. How do you cope with it emotionally, if you need to cope emotionally, or is it a celebration to be by yourself? How do you deal with that? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Dennis, calling from Dumfries, Virginia. Thanks for calling Dumfries, Dennis. Thanks for calling Dennis from Dumfries. What's on your mind?
Well, the thing is, you didn't say dumb fries.
So. Well, or French fries or anything like. Let's just stick with Dennis. Go right ahead.
Here's the deal. There's a difference from being alone and being by yourself.
Explain that to me.
Some people will spend New Year's Eve in a crowd of people, but they're still alone.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas some people will be with, you know, somebody, and it's not whoever they want to be. You know, they have those traditions. You know, the first man through the door, black eyed peas, pig feet. It's certain things that you're supposed to do New Year's Eve, but the deal is...
You've been talking to my mother, but go ahead.
When you get to a certain age, you realize the most important thing in the world is to have somebody with you.
Well, for some people.
Yeah, no, but I'm just not just New Year's Eve, but just in general, because there's a difference between being alone and being lonely.
If you're with someone who's healthy, then that's a good thing. But if you're with someone who is driving you crazy, drinks, drugs, runs around, what, you know, all that stuff.
Now you're talking to my mother.
Well, I'm sorry about that. But the point I'm making is, yeah, if you're with somebody that's healthy, that's bringing something good to you, and you're bringing to them, then everything you just said makes a lot of sense. But a lot of people are in situations that it's actually causing them to feel depressed and unhappy and miserable. And so they're not looking for another year. They're actually unhappy about the fact that another year is coming, more of the same. And they haven't had the courage to make the decision they need to make to get out of it.
And I agree with you 1,000% because mm-hmm. The worst thing you could do is be with someone or in a situation where you really don't want to be and can't get out.
Where you're feeling miserable. No, there's no such thing as can't. I say this all the time in my office. The difference between can't and won't. Won't is that you've made a choice, and can't means is impossible. It's possible for you to do it, maybe with some support and some coaching, but you choose to stay in such a situation and keep yourself miserable, and that's a different kind of thing.
Yeah, but miserable is not good.
No,
it's unhealthy.
Through, and you know, I told people I grew up in New York, and I said, you know what? Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, that's supposed to wash out everything that happened all the year.
Mm-hmm. You know,
let me ask you, Dennis, real quick. So, are you going to have someone with you on New Year's Eve? Or are you going to be by yourself? What are your plans?
Oh, I'm going to be with my baby, and we ain't going nowhere. We're going to sit right here. We're going to bring in the new year with some champagne, and we're not getting out on the road. We're not going to worry about all the drunk drivers and the clubs. We're going to sit right here and bring in the new year.
Champagne and pig's knuckles.
That sounds smart.
you could have just said champagne. You did not have to throw the pig knuckles.
You mentioned it earlier.
Black eyed peas.
There you go. Look, Dennis, happy new year to you. And tell your baby we said happy new year too.
Happy new year, Dennis.
I'm going to tell her you said
champagne and pig's knuckles.
That you said happy new year to my baby.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much, Dennis. Here's something you mentioned earlier, Dr. Chapman, and I wanted to kind of put a bit of a spin on it when you were talking about people that are coupled or married couples that are perhaps uncoupling or in difficult situations. But what about those who have reached a point where things are just okay? They're not trying to separate, to divorce or anything like that. They like each other, but things are just kind of...
There are people who like each other, but they're falling out of love.
Yeah, and it's not they're not miserable. Mm-hmm. Is it overstepping to, you know, perhaps one of them to say maybe New Year is a time of renewal to re-examine in a positive way where they are and to perhaps create something uplifting in the next phase of that relationship.
And I don't think you have to wait for New Year's. There's the anniversary, there's a birthday, there's all kinds of key points in our lives where we should stop and evaluate. Just like you take your car in every so often for a tune-up, I think you should do that with your life and also definitely in your relationships.
How do you do that, though?
You decide on the points in the calendar that you want to do an assessment, an evaluation. Look at where things are. Look at some of the goals that you set up. Did you achieve them? Some goals you might decide weren't all that important, so you scratch them off the list. You maybe add new things to the list. That's somebody that's living a really, I think, rich and interesting life. It's not stale. It's not dull. You know, there's energy there.
But you don't want the wife to come to you, to the husband at 12:01 and say, baby, let's talk, because he's going to say, oh, Lord.
No, but you can say throughout the next few days, it would be good for us to begin to take a look. And remember, I talked about that vision board. We could do something like that with our individual lives and then with our relationship.
Do men do vision boards?
With someone they do.
Okay.
Yeah, not on their own, yeah, but with someone they would do it.
Yeah.
Or she might do the vision board and sit down with him and share it, and he might have some input.
Okay. I've got a couple of minutes left. Your final thoughts on how to make it into 2019 emotionally. Is that the time for emotional New Year's Eve resolutions if you are by yourself? Should you think too hard on New Year's Eve if you're by yourself?
You know, in my office all this week, I haven't been asking people about resolutions because I think sometimes people don't keep those. But I have been asking people how they want this coming year to be different. Notice I'm not saying better or any of that. Just how do you want it to be different in the coming year? And some of the answers have been very interesting.
Such as?
Wanting to be more patient with myself.
Patient with the federal government?
Yeah, all the way to the top. And being healthier. Maybe not just buy that membership at the gym, but really use it for a change. Maybe spend more time talking to friends that I get so busy, caught up in a lot of other stuff that I don't do. Visit that family member that I really should try to see more of. Those are some of the things. Yeah,
I like that, especially the friends thing, because I will say when we last month in November. And we were talking about blessings and everybody talks about, you know, I'm glad I got a job and, you know, I have my family and what have you. But one of the things that I said that really kind of came to me is that I realized that I was, you know, surrounded by some really good people, some really good show enough mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. some I've known for decades and some that have, that I've only known for a few years. And yet they were stalwarts.
Right.
They were really, really good people. And I think that's a really good one, not just to recognize that, but to literally try to spend time with them outside of social media, mm-hmm. looking at them in the face. And that's a good way to have things be different.
Because I think we spend so much time texting people and emailing and Facebooking and all that stuff. And what about just looking at the person? And, mm-hmm. you know, because sometimes if I'm actually with you, I can tell that you're not doing all that well.
Or that you were doing great.
Or that you were doing great. Better than better, as they say.
There you go.
So, yeah, I think that it would be good to kind of consider that. And I think it's also just important for people to remember that this is not the last, hopefully, New Year's they'll have. There hopefully will be many, many more.
Well, there you go. Well, I want to say Happy New Year to you, Dr. Audrey Chapman. Thanks for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. And, of course, as always, we'll be putting your information on our website on WHUR.com. You can reach Audrey Chapman at AudreyChapman.com. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, December 28th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Have a safe and happy new year. I'll see you next year. Good night.